T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Monday, which is, as you know, the best day of the week. It's pretty outside. It's going to be a really nice week. And now we're going to get into the news.
Here the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now, new personal protective equipment and technology to keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Nice. All right. This just in, breaking news.
All right.
Your boy.
What boy?
Scott Capurro.
Mm-hmm.
Was in Mrs. Doubtfire, right?
Yeah, yep.
This is from the front page of the Merck News today. Mrs. Doubtfire director Chris Columbus has confirmed the existence of an R-rated version of the beloved family film. Did you hear about this?
I did. It's funny because it's sitting on the top of my pile, you know, the stories that I did not get to today.
This is your boy. You didn't lead with that?
Well, no, I did. You know, at one point it was the first story, and I was more for you than for Scott, although I did think, well, Scott will be glad to hear that. He's basically saying there were so many, they would cut 3 versions of each scene with the script, and then they would do up to, I think he said 22. This is the most, they would shoot a scene over and over and just let him get crazier and crazier, and he would go bananas. And they have plenty, they said there could almost be an NC-17 version.
Well, so it doesn't appear to be getting a release date. Does it have, are we going to see this?
He's saying there's enough stuff that they could make another movie. I don't know that it's happening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was like a big deal and Scott would be, you know, Hollywood. He's back in Hollywood, everyone.
I know.
Can you imagine a new movie released with starring Scott Capurro?
Oh, God. It would be like a dream come true for him. No, I mean, if they had said it's coming out, I would have for sure.
And for us, because then we have a real live active celebrity always on the show.
Right.
Hello.
This guy's in the current edition, the R-rated version of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Would be amazing.
It would be. He says he'd be open to doing a documentary on the making of Mrs. Doubtfire with some of that R-rated footage. I actually wonder, you know, now that you bring up Scott, I wonder if that was one of the scenes that they did 50,000 takes on.
You'd think that he would have been part of the party, but I don't know. I don't know how that goes. If maybe around Robin Williams, he gets real quiet and timid and safe.
Right,
I don't know.
But
that was
a key scene. They were giving him the makeover.
One of the things that I did over the weekend, I had to look it up to figure it out. On your TV, it says under new releases, Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I got to look this up. So is this the second Justice League? And it's not. Apparently, this director had a family emergency and left in the middle of the filming. Someone else finished it. And now he's, I guess, recovered or whatever family emergency is now gone. And he's released his own cut of the film that he, as he intended it. It's 4 hours long. And I started it and I've only gotten through half of it at this point. But
it's a long time commitment.
Well, and clearly they film a ton of stuff that does not make the cut. So, you know, semi-related to the Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, our version,
right,
is this other version of the Justice League, which is truly 4 full hours of superheroes. And by the way,
yes,
that is Wonder Woman at her, she's awesome in it.
Mm.
So far anyway, like the Wonder Woman movies, they don't do her justice. And in these movies, she's great. She's like the lead superhero and she's really good. So anyway,
you know, Vinny, you and I starred in a movie, with our dear friend Robin Williams.
We did.
We're very close. Mm-hmm. And just that one day alone, we wound up just shooting this one scene where he's walking down a hallway in a hospital, which you'd think would be, well, they got that in one take, right? We were there all day. He was cracking the entire studio, the entire crew, of all us extras. He was, I mean, of course, you and I had starring roles. I didn't mean to say extras.
Right.
He was cracking everybody up. He had the whole place in stitches, and he did the scene over and over and over and over. And when you really think about that, like, not only could there be a Mrs. Doubt, there could be a behind the scenes of every freaking Robin Williams movie ever made. And
true,
all of it would be good. He would take a different turn on each one. It was incredible. That's something to really think about.
Well, and
the,
I don't,
you know, the footage is out there.
I don't know enough about it. We were on a set. I've been on a couple sets. What I'm always,
you start in several movies.
What
course.
I'm always surprised by is that any movies ever get done. Because what really you find out is it takes days to do a scene. And how many scenes are in a movie? 100?
Right, hundreds.
200?
Right.
I mean, you just find yourself going, how do they ever get it done? I guess they just
Well, in the one scene that we were supposed to be shooting, the spaghetti in the pool thing, like, they bust us all over the Bay Area that
yep.
day trying to get these things done.
Well, that was the original shot was the spaghetti in the pool, and mm-hmm. then they realized they had pounds of macaroni in the bottom of this empty pool and realized we're never filling this thing.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. And you'd think now they wouldn't even try that they'd just do that with, you know,
CG,
green screen
right,
or,
right.
you know, computers. But at the time, someone thought they were going to fill that pool with macaroni. And then they went, we're going to head over to Treasure Island, everybody. That's where we did that, on Treasure yeah. Island.
What was the name of that movie again?
Patch Adams.
That's right. And where he's playing a doctor and, you know, very, of course, one of our huge movies that we've been in.
Right. Yep. Way to polish your nails on that.
Thank you. I know that you'd be the only
they
one to
say
see it,
here, most people have had beer goggle sex that they regret.
Oh, I wouldn't say I regret it, but definitely.
Beer goggles are a very real thing.
You come to and go,
they can
whoa.
Lead to some very questionable decisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have a traumatic flashback when someone mentions the regrettable beer goggle sex you've had, you're not alone. According to a survey, 3/4 of women and 85% of men said, yes, I've had the beer goggle sex that I regret.
Yeah. Nicole, Bryn,
I should say,
either of you want to join in on this conversation, or are you just busy hiding your faces?
Sorry, I'm looking up the cast of Patch Adams right
now.
Oh, what are you trying to find us? We're, yeah. we, you know, look,
busy
we
doing
did
research.
Our. We were on
very
the down
well
low.
Played,
we're on
Nicole.
The down.
No,
low.
I really am. I want to
very well played. That is excellent. Right for our
There's
egos.
There's a lot of people.
That is
so.
Great.
Yeah. Look in the extras. I think we said,
don't
oh, sure, throw
listed.
Someone.
I don't
so
see
either.
How we could be.
Seems quite impossible.
That's
anyway, one
look,
in
though.
Three women and one in four men say they've regretted the decision the next morning, woke up and went, oh my God, what have I done?
And look at that. Oh, oof. Mark that down on the gargoyle count.
So you have a couple of those, you say?
No, just one.
Just the one?
Just the one.
All right. So,
come on, Adele.
Right. Someone at McDonald's in Lady Lake, Florida, called the cops last week and said there was a woman weaving back and forth in the drive-thru lane.
Oh.
Police showed up and found 31-year-old Brandy Stanley sitting in the parking lot, eating in her car with the engine still running. Her eyes were glassy. She smelled like booze and she could barely stand.
Mm.
So they arrested her for drunk driving. When they got her to jail, she started screaming and had to be restrained, and they ended up finding 8 airplane bottles of vodka hidden in her boobs. One of the bottles was empty. It's not clear if she drank it earlier or in the back of the cop car, but she's facing charges for DUI and hides bottles of, you know, the little ones.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Hides those in her bra.
Yeah, that's a good place if you've got room. Is she one of those ladies that has small boobs but wears a big bra for her liquor?
I don't know Brandy Stanley's. I didn't see the mugshot or her boob pic. Oh, there is a mugshot, though, if you want to find it. I don't
Brandy
know her
Stanley.
Boobs, her cup size.
Yeah.
You ever
it seems
hide
like,
booze in your bra?
Well, no, but I'm trying to picture how that would look. I mean, I guess unless, because listen, 7 or 8 bottles, that's a lot. But if you had them pushed together, maybe you could have it on the sides here, like side pockets. But
right here in the middle. Like,
yeah,
right
but
underneath
7 or 8 of them?
No, just maybe 2.
Right. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, she looks like she could audition for that Lizzo show. And so
beer
maybe
goggles.
She's got
Speaking
some,
of beer goggles.
No offense, Brandy Stanley, yikes. But yikes. Oh, the poor girl.
Anyway, I didn't even plan to succeed in getting the girls to touch themselves, but they did. So we just got a clip for the day.
That's not the clip of the day.
I totally missed that. I was looking at Brandy.
Yeah, do not put up the...
Ross Stanley.
Don't put up the pictures where we're...
Where
acting
were.
Out the story. We don't want that.
Were you lying?
Yeah. You put up the one where we were lying earlier. Not that one.
All right. Let's see. What's my timeline? Oh, boy. All right. I have plenty of time. You know how we all use keyboards now, and that's sort of the way. Even kids, they don't write stuff down. They're like, I just type. I don't even, what?
Write things down. Yikes. Can I send you an email?
Apparently, there's a new trick you can use to really improve your memory.
Okay.
It's use a paper and pen.
Oh.
That's how you'll remember things. A new study out of the University of Tokyo figured out that people remember stuff way better than when they handwrite with a pen and paper.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's true, but I can't find the pen, so I'm going to go ahead and type it.
When we do that, we commit it to memory way better than when we type.
I did that all the time in college. I couldn't do it on my laptop. I old school. Then you
Notes.
Take the highlighter and everything. Sometimes I would retype it to, you know, help with
Type
the memory.
Type up your notes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Using paper and pen is more tactile, and so we form a stronger memory than when we use our keyboard.
Well, it's funny, too, because the thing is, I can type while I'm looking at someone and pretending I'm listening to them. Like, it's a very, it's just flows out of your fingers. And you might look back and say, wow, I was really on the wrong keys. But it was, you know, people text while they're talking to you. People are writing you on a keyboard while they're talking to you. You can almost do it with a part of your mind that doesn't need to be attended to.
Exactly
so
right.
But when I'm writing something down, I'm watching the pen. I'm watching the thing happen.
I don't know you'll be able to go to a website and find an application if you're into this. There's a website called reviews.org that's going to pay someone $2,400 to go 24 hours without any screens or technology. They'll also give you $200 to buy stuff in advance to keep you occupied for the day, like board games and art supplies, because we just can't. We can't.
I can.
Apparently.
Couldn't you? How much
do
you get?
Yeah, I could. $2,400.
I'll do it.
If you're interested and you think you'll live, they're taking applications through Friday, and they'll announce the winner on Monday.
It's got to be on a Saturday or Sunday, though. I mean, I'm looking at screens right now. I can't really do this job without a computer.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously for work I need a screen, but outside of that, like say on vacation, I'm over it. Yeah. I don't have anyone to talk to.
It
on
feels
my phone
I feel so and, free when there's like, but I'm on my phone. Yeah.
Although you want to hear the coolest text. Mm-hmm. I hardly ever get texts from people, but I got the coolest text. My friend Deepak was up in the mountains skiing.
Yeah.
And he writes me and he goes, hey, I was just in the mountains skiing and I saw your friend that I met at your wedding, Krista and Peter Cook.
Oh,
and
Peter I'm like, Cook was skiing?
in the mountains, in the middle of nowhere, both of them end up in the same place. And even with, I guess, masks? Maybe not masks. How would you recognize anybody?
Masks. They must have had masks.
I don't know. But he goes,
I
just
saw
him.
Were being really careful.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And then I thought.
It is such a small little world.
Wow, I haven't been to the mountains in 3 years.
Probably at least that. When's the last time you went?
It's been a long time. Isla would have been
Isla
like three
on,
or four.
Yeah, Isla was on skis though, right?
Yeah,
briefly.
But she would have been three or four and then haven't been since.
Next
Let me see.
Year.
How's my time? Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
408 says, wife and I watched Palm Springs this weekend. I loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
Palm
I really
Springs?
Liked it. Yeah, I was telling you about it. It's the Andy Samberg movie. I watched
Old
it a couple
people
weeks.
In swimming pools, huh?
Mm-mm. Oh. It's about a wedding. I don't want to say too much about it. It's okay. One of those ones that you really should watch and let it unfold. Like, I didn't know what the twist was in it. And if I had known going in, it would have ruined it. It wouldn't have ruined it, but I don't want to tell you what. It's almost like
it's on Hulu, huh?
Yeah, take my word for it. Palm Springs worth. It's just very light. It's a comedy. It's good.
95% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's really
Whoa.
Good.
And the budget was $5 million, so that's
Whoa.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 415 says, I love Robin Williams movies. Patch Adams is good. Which scene are y'all in? Well, I can
all
tell
of them.
You that
I mean,
first
we're
of all.
Everywhere.
The scene I got cut from is the scene where Robin is talking to the other young man. Who's the redheaded guy who's passed away?
Philip Seymour
Hoffman. He's talking to him and they're walking down a hallway.
In a hospital setting.
The director yelled at me. Mm-hmm. Then the director took my shoes away from me and patted them because I was clomping. And then they just cut me right out of the scene. Mm. I was... useless, apparently, back there by the lockers and then walking behind them.
I'm also not in the scene.
Yeah. But we were there.
We
all
sure
day.
Were. I mean, I can't believe we don't have starring credits.
Hey, Vin, regarding the Zack Snyder cut, Josh Whedon finished the film and there's been a lot of controversy about him as a director and a person. Racism, along with just messing up the film. Buffy cast members talked about him too. Lots of folks called on Snyder to release his version. Well, his
now
version, they didn't edit anything. They apparently put all of it in. Four
it's
hours.
It's all in.
4 full hours, everybody. They should have made it 2 films.
Oh.
You know? And 4 hours? Who can do that?
People can these days, though. When you really... I mean, I say make a movie as long as you want to make it. Why edit it at all? Just throw it all in there. I'll press pause.
Yeah,
I'm
make it a series.
Eight
episodes of 30 minutes each.
Right. There you go.
It's good, though. I'm enjoying it. For the record. And again, Wonder Woman, excellent in this. Not great in her own movies. I don't know what. She's got to hire better writers. Oof.
You'd think Wonder Woman would get the best.
You'd think. Scott was probably there for one day of shooting and likely saw Robin from afar. No, they're in the same scene.
Yeah, they're in
the Aren't
same.
They?
Well,
yeah, he's right next
sure,
to him.
Sure, absolutely they are. He's putting makeup on him, and then there's that one scene where it's him and, is it Harvey Fierstein? Is he the other guy?
Mm-hmm.
They're both looking into the camera, and there's Scott's goofy face, and they're, you know, as though
Matchmaker.
You're...
Matchmaker. Isn't that the song they sing, Matchmaker?
I think so, yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. You guys, I'm grumpy 90% of the time, but Sarah regularly cracks me up. And Vinny's liberal, loud, and extended laughs always make me grin ear to ear. Love you guys.
Well, thank you for listening, and we're glad to get you out of your crabby frowny face.
A lot of people have opinions on the best rapper alive, but we'll do more texts after these important messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.